you know, you would not believe the battle that I've had recently with an individual some of you know mutually. David and Paul knows him. You know, Richard's just about pulling his hair out because of, you know, these people step out and against good advice, create problems, and then want you to spend 100 or 200 hours solving their problem instead of doing what they should have done from the beginning, which
not
is
only,
clearly
not only that, not only that, but they're causing more problems afterwards.
Oh, yeah. If we conceded to what they're insisting upon because they have this view that the kingdom is burning your ID, and if you burn your ID and say you're in the kingdom, then you're in the kingdom. Christ said nothing like that. Christ said, "He who doeth the will of the Father is my brother." And doing the will of the Father means caring about others as much as you care about yourself. And that's why I talked today about this lifeboat thing, how half the lifeboats that left the Titanic were not full. People actually pushed off and did not fill their lifeboat. What the heck is that? And we have guys who are escaping the system and leaving. They're saving themselves and leaving everybody behind. You know, they rationalize that they're actually, oh, well, we're going to do all this wonderful stuff for the kingdom. But they've really, and the cause of this is the fact that they woke up to the fact that they were slaves and they hated the system. And the hate moved them towards what they imagined to be the kingdom. And the reality, and I'm not saying there's none of us that are guilty of that to some degree or another, and we're complex creatures. By the same token, in many of us, there are good reasons why we're headed towards the kingdom. But if we don't purge ourselves of this hate and anger and judgment, we will be misguided in our journey towards the kingdom, and it will cause us to do foolish things that bring us into jeopardy and bring others into jeopardy. It's the drowning man who drowns the man who comes to save him syndrome. And I have been amiss for years because people ask for help. I try to help them. I say, you know, we should do it this way. And they say, no, I only want to do it that way. And I says, well, I really don't think it's a good idea. I think it's bad. It may not work. It may cause delays and problems. And they say, no, I don't care. I want to do it this way. And I go along with them. Because I want to give them the right to choose. But the fact is I have seen too many people drowned by these guys who want to do it their own way that is clearly, diametrically opposed to what Christ has said, what Moses has said. And it's in little things that they do it. Like I say, signing a document with no witnesses whatsoever that are on that document and then saying that that document is your covering. That's bad. That's really bad. And that's a sign that that individual really does not see the kingdom and is not going towards the kingdom, but is moving according to his own agenda. Now, there may be parts of him that see the kingdom. He may have good qualities in him that want to see the kingdom. But if he is steering us off the road, we got to grab the wheel away from him or get out of the car. So, anyway. There's another little preaching thing.